If we had the worst situation and the Russians did decide to invade the Baltic states, NATO would be perfectly capable of pushing them back out again in the longer term. By longer term, I mean after several months. You would more likely see a situation as we did with, say, Iraq and Kuwait, where Iraq invaded Kuwait.
Yeah.
And the Russians made all sorts of the Americans made all sorts of clear signalling that Saddam Hussein failed to respond to, and he was thrown out. Now, the Americans were in no position to throw the Iraqis out in the first few weeks or months. It took them some time to build up the capability, but the Russians are in severe inferiority to NATO forces in the main, in the whole. It's simply that if the Russians chose to, tomorrow, to invade the Baltic states, they would be perfectly capable of invading and occupying those states. So from a military perspective, the Baltic states are very vulnerable. Now, so you posit, would a nuclear weapons defend against that? That my response immediately is the Russians wouldn't necessarily believe that nuclear weapons would be used in response to an invasion of the Baltic states. It's not the most credible part of NATO's deterrent capability. NATO's deterrent capability resides in a whole variety of capabilities to build up and then push back. But if I were in charge of the Baltic states today, it wouldn't be a Russian invasion I'd be worried about. I wouldn't be worried about a similar situation to Crimea. It's a completely different situation. What I'd be worried about is the eating away. In fact, I wouldn't even be worried about a Ukraine-type situation. You know, little green men. I'd be much more worried about the takeover of my economy by Russian economic interests and the control of my political economy by people, institutions close to the Putin broader family in Moscow. And the way I would counter that is not by worrying about invasions of tanks. I would be thinking about how the much broader, softer security measures. I'd be thinking about cyber defences. I'd be thinking about building my relationships with neighbours towards the West. I would be thinking about maintaining a positive and constructive channel of communication with Moscow, such that I'd be able to point, I'd be able to call them out on it, you know, because these things take time, right? So if I detected, if I noticed the build-up of Russian purchases of critical infrastructure within the Baltic states, and I don't mean football teams. I mean, we seem in London to be perfectly fine with Russians owning our football teams. I mean energy infrastructure, I mean ownership of key assets, then I would call the Russians out on it, and I would send the alarm bells. It's about, I guess what I'm saying, it's much more about political and economic relationships than it is about military. We can get